10 to 6 on this Monday afternoon. It's James Lush with you. Now, some pretty shocking stats coming out from a recent survey about the rate of mortgage holders in Australia who have little or no real equity in their home. There are over 380,000 mortgage holders in Australia who are at considerable risk if they have to sell while prices are starting to go down. And the state at the highest risk is right here in WA. Matthew Hughes is Managing Director of Capital Property Advisory and also the Chairperson of REWA Buyers Agency Committee. Hi, Matthew.
Hello, James. How are you?
I'm fine. How concerned should we be here in WA?
Look, I don't think we should be overly concerned because it's quite easy to understand what are the factors behind the statistic. And whilst it has risen in the last 12 months, we've seen a falling Perth market since 2014. It's dropped about 13% since then. So I'm not overly concerned knowing exactly the reasons behind it. And we're also a little bit more positive about the market moving forward. We probably do have some concerns, though, about certain buyers in certain areas who have acquired homes in fringe areas of Perth that are probably likely to have supply outstripping demand for some time, and they'll probably be slower to recover than the actual Perth market as a whole.
So what sort of percentage are we talking about in that category?
I think the statistics showed that most of the mortgage holders with little or no equity in their homes were in the lower price points. I think it was an average price point of about $522,000. And you're probably talking a lot of, in that space, you're probably talking a lot of house and land packages in these new greenfield developments where you're buying a new home on a smaller block where there's a lot of supply. Developers are pumping out new lots all the time. And you're struggling with that supply as they go to stage 2, 3, 4 of that development. And they're sometimes increasing prices. And then when you get to the end, they've oversupplied the market and prices then begin to drop.
So there's a lot of WA that sort of slips into that category, really, isn't it? As it sort of grows and it expands and there are new, there's greenfield sites, as you were talking about.
Yeah, that's right. Look, I guess if you want to live by the beach and Alkimos is your place that you'd like to live, then perhaps that's for you. But if you're looking at it for an investment, as an investment, whether it's your home or an actual investment property, there's certainly better options out there that will tick all of the boxes from an investment perspective. A lot of the times, these properties brokers that are selling these sorts of opportunities, they're showing you half the story, the half that helps them achieve their goal of selling you a property. And you're also dealing with the fact that there's sometimes a pretty hefty commission built into that purchase price, and the buyer's paying that sometimes unknowingly.
Tell us about the issue that we might face in, you know, let's say 6 months, 12 months or onwards, should interest rates go up. It could have an impact on the housing market. Could that bring more people into that at-risk category?
Yeah, look, whilst we don't expect rates to rise in the short term, a rate rise certainly would have a negative impact on what is a recovering Perth market. Any sort of further tightening of lending policies is likely to contribute to this issue and make it potentially get a little bit worse before it gets better. Unfortunately, some of the buyers that are in this category based on what they've purchased are likely to be there for some time because they have bought in those areas where there is a lot of supply, and it's going to take a long time for the market to absorb that supply before it recovers. Whereas there are other areas that are closer to amenities, closer to major activity centres, train stations and so forth, that are performing quite well already. And if people sort of shifted their focus towards perhaps getting a higher density sort of townhouse or villa in an area like that, as opposed to a home on a bigger block in one of these fringe areas, they'd likely get a much better outcome in terms of their overall value.
Matthew, what normally happens in these circumstances? If people do have to move, do they take the hit or do they just stay put and just put up with it?
I think probably the best thing to remember here is if you do find yourself in a situation like that, that investing in property or buying a home, you should be taking a long-term view, and that time in the market is almost as important as timing the market. So if you take that long-term view, if you're looking at sort of 7 to 10 years or beyond, the market will recover even in some of these underperforming areas, and you will find yourself sort of getting past that negative equity and moving into a position of positive equity at some point. I just don't expect it to be a quick move to that point for some of these areas that are so far from the CBD or the coast.
And just a final question, do you think we're starting to change our view of property here in Western Australia and Australia in general? Are we starting to look at it more as a house rather than an investment?
I think Australians in general have always had a bit of an affinity for property, and therefore they think they know a fair bit about property, unfortunately. And back in the day when I first started investing myself, you could buy anything and it would go up in value, and that's just not the case anymore. So it sort of highlights the need to engage professional advice to make sure that you are buying the right asset to suit your desired outcomes, and that you are investing in something that will give you that capital growth that you're seeking.
I'm just thinking of those people in Sydney and Melbourne who've been buying at the peak of the market, and when it starts to head down, they're going to get a serious burning, aren't they?
Yeah, unfortunately, people don't always heed their own advice. A lot of people talk about timing the market, but it takes a fair bit of fortitude to go against the grain. When things are going well, everyone wants in on it. It takes someone with a bit of courage to buy when things are going tough. And that's what we think the Perth market is at the moment, and savvy investors are jumping into that market now.
Good to talk to you, Matthew. Thanks for joining us.
Thanks for your time, James.
Matthew Hughes, Managing Director of Capital Property Advisory, also the Chairperson of REWA Buyers Agency Committee.